Okay, we're holding it at the end of Dash. The discussion of Risuk, Sheleg, V'Kerach. Risuk means crushing. Crushing snow or ice with my hands. Some people learn that if I take ice out of the freezer, I put it dafkin next to the, let's say, I put it next to the stove, the hot plate with its heat, and I let it melt. I put it there to melt into a liquid. That's called a maisibi dain. And then you didn't actually crush it for the liquid, but I put it in a place where it's going to melt. Some learn even more than that. That even with the room temperature, just taking it out of the freezer and putting it onto your table. So that's why Mrs. Gershi, your mother, puts some water in the bowl. Because the head that we have is that when the ice melts into a liquid, it's mutter. Right? That's why we're allowed to take ice and put it via diamond into our cup of soda and let it melt into the soda.
This is dush.
It's one of the three shitas of why it's also to melt ice is because the diamond is chita of dush. You're taking an oichel, the ice is like oichel, and you're making it into a mashke, which is similar to schita of dash.
I suppose even by soup.
What do you mean, what's your case with soup?
If I put an ice cube in my soup, I have to.
So
have
then
water
again, then you're melting it into the soup.
Oh, so that's a little.
I'm not take ice cubes, put it into my soda, I can put it into my soup. It's being melted into the soup. But to melt it alone into a liquid, that's what we're talking about. The general meaning is that you could put a bowl of ice cubes on the table.
Oh, sure. Without water.
Without water.
Who's mach like this? Who's she doing this?
I don't remember names. But to put it next to to dafka, put it next to a hot place so it should melt, then not.
What's the difference?
Because the one's called a maisibi daim, one's not. Putting it there, you're doing a maisibi daim to melt it. I'm not doing maisibi daim, I'm just taking it out and putting it on the table. Okay. Now, if I have let's say sometimes you buy a bag of ice and they're all stuck to each other.
Yeah.
I want to crush it.
Drop it on the floor.
Drop it on the floor. Now when I drop it on the floor and break it into pieces, some liquid does come out. That's not a problem. Because the issur over here is to crack the ice, kidei sheyizuvu amayim, in order that the water should flow out and you want the water. But over there I don't want the water. I don't care about the water. So if I take my bottle of soda that I left in the freezer, now I want to make it into slush. I want to shake it up and crack the ice into slush. That's usr. Because then you're doing it because you want the liquid. That's usr.
Can you make ices on Shabbos?
I'm not talking about that yet. Now it's about crushing ice.
Right, that was going up.
You can't
skip the paragraph. I skipped the paragraph.
Will not be like that?
You know, you can't do that because then you're taking ice, you're crushing the ice, but you're dying for the liquid. You want it to be liquidy. Okay. Yud Gimel, last is Kerach. How about the other way, making ice? So now, making ice, we don't really find in Shulchan Aruch is a making ice. But I forgot, go back to the last halacha. He ends over Chena Din B'Shuman She'aslam Choyser. Shuman is fat to melt it. Now this could come up on Shabbos where I have chicken, meat, and the sauce congealed. It's thick. So we have two shaylos over there. One is mitam hilchus, warming up on Shabbos. So where it's fully cooked. Everything was fully cooked. So there's no bishul. Right?
They were talking about the liquids.
No liquids. Everything's congealed. There's no liquid. So we were talking about it was fully cooked already.
It's congealed.
Okay, give me a chance, please. So over here we're talking about warming up. That's one shayla. And the second shayla gets involved in this shayla of noilat, where I'm melting something which is congealed into a liquid. So with time warming it up, we have a rule that there's no bishlach of bishul by a dove yavish. And since at the time when I'm putting it on the fire, it's a solid, we consider it dove yavish. It's a ramah.
Really?
But what we run into is neilad. Is neilad. That Rama says only the tzairach are you allowed to do it. So So therefore, if I want to warm up Shabbos, this chicken or meat, I have to take the chicken, shake off the congealed stuff.
Burger, no?
No, shaking is not burger, as we'll learn. And I have to shake it off. And then I can warm it up on top of upside down pan with the rules that we'll learn by Bishop.
I thought we said we're not worried about it by ice, but we're worried about it by...
One second. We're gonna learn Bishul. We'll see the rules of Bishul. So it's a Dov Yavish. So I can rule. I can heat it up with the rules that we're gonna learn later on. Now, the problem is, right? But the Ramah says the Tzayrach Yichud. So if let's say you don't have other food, you only have this chicken, and you're only gonna eat it with this sauce. Or you have guests that you have someone in the house that only eats that chicken and they'll only eat it with the sauce. So that's called a tzairach. So the tzairach will get out of the problem of Naila. Yeah, Gershon, what's the question?
Well, no, they were heating it up here. That was when temperature we were talking about, guys, right?
Right.
And wait, I don't understand. Gravy is considered a davar yavesh
if it's
when it's coming out
solid.
Of the fridge?
It's congealed.
It's all shaky. It's like gala. Gala is a W.
Yeah, it clumps.
If you add a little bit of water.
Wild.
You add a little
Where is
bit
this from?
Water.
The end of Shinyaches. Or Rishon Gimel.
If you add a little bit of water, then you should be fine then, no?
No, Chas V'Sham. You add water. You eat me Ivan. Bishul Deraisa. That water was never cooked. You get skill for that.
If someone has warm water.
First of all. What are you going to gain by that? What are you adding
to
water?
You add hot water, then you could let it, then it's melting into water. Liquid.
Melting, yeah. I don't think it'll be good for your chicken.
Someone
a little bit of hot water. All needs a little.
No, it has to be that's not nicker. It's melting enough that it's not nicker.
Someone could warm up meatballs on Shabbos from the fridge. If they're about to eat it.
What?
Meatballs. When it's... Like something like that.
So take out the meatballs, shake off the stuff.
Then you can warm it up?
Again, with the rules that we're going to learn later.
Right.
Don't jump to it yet. We have to learn those rules. We have to learn Bayer, we have to learn Bishul. Okay. Now let's go into Lasis Kerach, to make ice. And Mutta Lasis Kerach for Shabbos Ini Barer. It's not clear because we don't really find the Gemara, the Rishayim, we don't find them talking about this. It's really a chiddush of a... The famous tshuva is the David Meishar, the Chabina Rav, who lived here in Yerushalayim. He wrote tshuva about it based on halachas and tumah v'tayra. He held that to make ice is also a problem on Shabbos. Akeim b'makom tzarech yesh la'aseh she'elis chacham. If there's a need for one, you make a she'elis chacham.
What was his name?
The David Meishar, the Chabina Rav. Tesh shin ayin beiz yud nun, Chabina Rav. So now, the just want to mention, Rav Moshe had an interesting ha'ara. What's the neilah over here? I'm taking liquid and making it into a solid, right? So he wanted to say there's a difference between freezing ice cubes to cool off your drink or a popsicle to eat as ice. So since the ice cubes are being made to be melted in your liquid to drink it as a drink, therefore, it does not get a din of oichel. It's considered like you're making mashka to oichel. So therefore, Moshe was mad to making ice cubes. But to make a popsicle, that only litzayrach is mata.
What's considered?
Is a child
very hot outside, someone's walking from far, and they can be very hot, and you don't have any ice cubes.
Can a child make it?
What?
Yontif, it's fine.
Yontif. No, there's more chomer yontif, actually.
Really?
Yeah. The question is if this is Nailat or not. Yeah. Okay.
Is a child allowed to do it?
Do what?
Make ice popsicles.
That's a general thing. You're allowed to feed your child this, so you're not allowed to. So remember to make it beforehand.